Right now, on the line with us, he's a good friend. He's a great coach. He is Roy Sackmaster, coached East ERAVs all the way to the state tournament this year, finished fourth. He is in charge of the Summer East High School Varsity Summer League Basketball, which is a boys basketball tournament made up of a lot of the high school teams in the area, not only just the Nick 10, but some of the smaller schools, as well as across the border from Wisconsin. So that league starts next Monday. So I want to talk to Roy about the league and maybe do a little reminiscing about this year's season. So, Roy, thanks for being with us this morning. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, let's just start right away with the league. Kind of explain how long the league's been around and who are some of the teams in it and what kind of expectations you have for this tournament.
Well, the roots of the league, from what I'm aware of, go all the way back to Rock Valley College, and Carl Armato was the head coach there. And for years, on Monday nights, is kind of known as the Varsity Summer League night around the area with area teams. And for a long time, Coach Armato did it there, and then Chad Barker took it over when he went over to Rock Valley. Then he brought over to Harlem High School. And then there happened to be some changeover with Chad Barker and then Harlem High School. And that also happened to be the same year that our field houses opened up. So we saw an opportunity 5 years ago to kind of jump on that. So this is the fifth year now that we've had it at East. And so far, we think it's gone really well for us and everybody involved.
What is there any benefit, whether it be based on the playing, the court, your players and being involved in it with your teams and stuff, or financially, that it benefits coming to East, bringing it to East?
For us, it's nice and low. We can have it in our home gym. You know, we can kind of get an extra workout in, and these guys are in the gym and they're playing, and then they're getting a workout in, and you know, possibly getting lift on the day of the game, and just having the convenience of it, not having to travel. So yes, it allows us to raise a little revenue for our programs and for our teams. Being able to have the school there, we just charge a little bit of money at the gate, and our girls' basketball team runs the concession stand. So it's one of those things where it benefits more than just our program, but it benefits our school, benefits the community. It gets people into our beautiful field house that from you know surrounding communities. You know, as you mentioned, school people from Wisconsin. They're coming in and seeing our facilities who may not have been, ever come through there if it weren't for these leagues. So, it's been really very rewarding so far, and I'm really looking forward to getting it going here on Monday.
2 years ago, Winnebago with Andrew Morrissey wound up taking second in the state. They won your league. Last year, you guys won your league and wound up taking a fourth-place state trophy. Who are kind of the big teams coming in this year that might be the teams to watch and how good might they be?
If there's a year of parity that's coming up, from what we know right now, and what everybody's coming back, I think this is going to be another one of those years. We don't have Auburn's always going to be really good, and they have Josh Osler's kid, probably be the best player in the conference. We'll be right there competing. We have the Hananias, that they come in and that they're good every year. Jefferson. And we even had some surrounding teams with Dixon who they've had some recent success and some regional titles as of late. And I know that even Beloit Turner had a really good year. And having them come down and getting an opportunity to play some different type of teams that you wouldn't play during the regular season, that competitive balance and with those teams, I think it really can do a lot for you in terms of helping learn a little bit about your team so you can prepare for the start of the season come November.
Hey, did Dixon play in your tournament back when they had Roby?
They did not.
Oh, okay.
They're of a more recent. The coach at that time, he did not bring us. He didn't come out here, and it was whoever took over after him that had them come out, and they've been coming out over the last. I think I want to say this is the third year now that they'll be coming out.
Oh, okay.
Now, there are 16 teams in the tournament, so kind of just really quickly explain the format of how it works. If it starts next Monday night, it's only on Mondays, and there's four games. Well, there's four sessions, I should say, one-hour games, but you've got them in multiple gyms and multiple field houses. So kind of explain the format of the Summer League.
Well, the first few games, we just kind of play around robin and just get some teams' games. But one thing that we did when we brought it to East and we kind of changed the format is that the last Monday and then end Tuesday of the month, we do a 16-team bracket tournament. I kind of take a look at how the games went those first 3 weeks. And what we do is we try to match them up with teams that they hadn't played yet. And, some schools have some scheduling needs in terms of playing early or late or, they have preference in opponents. And so we kind of honor those requests a little bit. And But then we put him in a bracket tournament so we could end up having a true league champion. And I think teams really have liked that. It kind of gives everyone a measuring stick of seeing where they're at, because it kind of ends their summer and kind of, you know, shows their progress from just a few weeks before that. And I think this year it'll just be even better, because I don't think there's a clear favorite, and there's a number of teams that could be in the mix for it.
Well, one thing I really want to see this year is how sincere Parker does without Chris Brunell and Shaden Clanton to share the ball and take the pressure off. Is I'm assuming that he's going to be a real marked man out there, like Steph Curry or something. What's it going to be like to and what does he have to do to be able to get a shot now that he's not surrounded by some other first team All Nick 10 players out there?
Well, that's an interesting question on that one, because the social media world of things, as late as last night at around 9 o'clock, the word I got is that Sincere will no longer be going to East, that he's going to be going to a prep school down in Arizona next year.
Wow.
I have no other information besides that. No one's had any conversations with me. And all I know is what was put on social media and what people have been texting me. So, we wish the best for Sincere, and hope that he does well. And we're going to come back with the guys that we have. And we know we have some talented guys. We have a group of champions. So we look forward to the new challenge of our group going out and competing on Monday and starting a new era with the new group of guys at East.
Have you tried to contact him at all, or?
No, I mean last night after 9 o'clock is when kind of all when it was all kind of put out there. Kind of heard the rumors, but didn't know anything for sure. And so, we got finals today and Monday, and if I happen to see him, I'll maybe talk to him. But otherwise, I don't have any information whatsoever. This is something that was kind of taken upon them, and they've done on their own. So.
That's actually huge news, obviously,
yeah,
as far as
wow.
coming for next season. Well, I want to shift gears then quickly. Roy, tell me a little bit about, we talked a lot during the course of this last season with you, week in and week out, with pregame interviews and appreciating the season you're having. And rightfully so, Kevson, we're so much caught up in the moment right now in what's going on that we can't really probably have to wait till afterwards to appreciate it. Now that you've had some time since the state tournament, reflect a little bit on the season you guys had.
You're right. It's one of those things where it's such an emotional season. When you have a deep run like that, it really takes a lot out of you, in a good way. But now that we've had some time to step back and reflect, it truly was just a tremendous thing that we were able to do, to be able to take our team and be able to accomplish things that literally hadn't been done in decades at East High School. And then even in the history of the conference, for that matter, with, total number of victories and wins. And to be able to kind of, see the support that we got, not only from the East High School community, but, the Rockford community as a whole, is very humbling. And it feels good when you go out in the community and people shake your hand and congratulate you on a season and the things that you were able to accomplish. So I'm really happy for our kids. I'm really happy for the kids, everyone that was involved in the program. And I think it's only going to be that much more rewarding, and it's going to be that much more gratifying as time goes on, as people reflect and more seasons pass for what we were able to accomplish.
And getting back again, one last time regarding the tournament this week, or the start that starts next week then, games are 6, 7, 8, 9 o'clock at East High School in the main gym and in the field house courts as well. What is it? And it's every Monday throughout the month, as you said. The championship games are the 24th and 20th. Well, the playoffs tournament is 24th and 25th. How much does it cost to get in for fans to come watch?
Just a few dollars to get in. $1 for senior students, senior citizens and students. Usually we get pretty good crowds out there. Looking forward to going to it. We wrap it all up and Bill try to get all of it done by the end of the month of June. So, we hit the 4th of July week and the AAU season where kids kind of go their separate ways. So it's a lot in a short amount of time, but it should be a fun next few weeks here.